Hi, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Hay Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm great. And what's going on is the podcast today talks about miscarriages and other tragic side effects of the mRNA shots. And my source and fact checker is Dr. Joseph Marcola. Many athletes are now losing their careers due to COVID jab injuries. Florian Daggery is the world record holder in static breath-holding freediving. Before his Pfizer jabs, he was able to hold his breath for 10 minutes and 30 seconds. After his second dose, his diving performance was slashed by about 30%. He's now been diagnosed with myocarditis, pericarditis, and trivial mitral regurgitation. Others like tennis player Jeremy Chardy and 32-year-old triathlete Antoine Mechkin both were severely injured by their COVID jabs. Both now regret taking the shot. Damaging healthy people to preserve the health of the weakest, Mechkin now says, is a choice of backward logic. And by any objective measurement, the COVID shots are the most dangerous drugs ever launched against the United States public. The safety signal is absolutely massive. We are also going to talk about how it affects women and miscarriages. So I wanted to go over some of the VIRES statistics. VIRES is the CDC-backed government reporting service where people from all over the world, all over the United States, are able to report to the CDC what their experience is with these shots. And through November 19th, 2021, there have been 913,266 reports. And as you know, most of the people don't bother to report to the government. So the total number of reports would have been much higher if you could get all of the deaths and injuries. But let's just talk about what they do have. They do have 9,249 deaths, 97,500 hospitalizations, 101,000 urgent care visits, 143,000 doctor office visits, 8,232 anaphylaxis reports, and 11,400 Bell's palsy reports. There have been 3,000 reports of miscarriages, 9,500 heart attacks, 14,000 myocarditis and pericarditis reports, 30,900 permanent disabilities, 4,500 thrombocytopenia and low platelet counts, 21,500 life-threatening injuries, and 10,600 shingles. Well, this isn't just made up stuff. It's stuff that the government has filed in VIRES reports through their system of taking information from the public. Well, we have a significant death increase in VIRES reports starting in 2020, over 18,000, whereas before it was down close to zero. And also the reports of deaths in two days after the shots were significantly elevated. And then, of course, it went down after that. So the buyers reports show 18,000 cases of menstrual disorders, 66 cases of vaginal and uterine hemorrhage, 1,200 cases of testicular pain or swelling, and 995 cases of erectile dysfunction. In particular, getting the COVID shot during the first 20 weeks of pregnancy is extremely risky. The risk of miscarriage is anywhere between 82 and 91%. Of those 104 miscarriages reported, 96 of them occurred before 13 weeks of gestation, which strongly suggests that getting a COVID shot during the first trimester is an absolute recipe for disaster. Looking at the statistical analysis, the risk of miscarriage drops from an overall average risk over the entire pregnancy of 21% to just 5% between weeks 6 and 7, all the way down to 1% between weeks 14 and 20. When you consider that the risk of normal miscarriage is just 5% by the time you enter week 6, the figures of 82 to 91% risk of miscarriage is no negligible increase. This should also make everyone realize that recommending this injection to pregnant women is reprehensible, a crime against humanity. Giving pregnant women experimental gene-based therapy and to suggest that safety data is piling up is nothing but pure propaganda. Everything is still in the experimental stage, and all data are preliminary. It'll take years for us to get a clearer picture of how these injections are affecting young women and their babies. That, to me, is alarming. And if I were a young woman who is pregnant, I would certainly suggest not taking the shot until a proven safety record can be established. And that's my podcast for today. You can get to my podcast by going to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, with no spaces and no capitals. I would recommend that you tell all your family, friends, associates about our Truth Just Below the Surface broadcast, where you can find out the truth on all things COVID. And that's it for today, Neil.
All right. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Guys, take care.